It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Yes, all I want to say to you is, oh, I guess. 818 WHTC Morning News. Hope you had a great weekend and ready for another great work week here. Dan Evans along with Gary Stevens. And this time on a Monday morning, she's good enough to check in with us about once a week here. Adrian Woodland with the AAA Auto Club Group. They are based out of Dearborn, Michigan. And welcome back, Adrian. Hope you had some time off.
I had a good time off.
Fantastic. Back at it here and lots to cover this morning, so we'll jump into it. First of all, gas prices in Michigan. You look around, you're no secret here. It looks like things are getting to be a little more reasonable, I guess, as far as gas prices across the state. Where are we at this morning, Adrian?
Yeah, the state average in Michigan is $3.46 a gallon for regular unleaded, and that's down about 12 cents compared to this time last week.
And supply and demand, looks like gas demand maybe a little bit higher. How did we look last week to bring us down 12 cents from the week before?
Well, so yeah, last week we were at about $3.58 a gallon for regular unleaded. And this is actually about the third week in a row that gas prices in the state are going down.
WHTC Morning News, AAA's Adrian Woodland joins us on a Monday morning, and as we get closer to, well, looks like less than 2 weeks away from the Labor Day weekend, are your Labor Day numbers probably soon to come out?
Yeah, we'll have information on Labor Day travel later this week, early next week.
All right. There's typically more drivers on the road over a holiday like that. Of course, Adrian, in our area, I'm sure in your area on the west part of the state, schools are back in session starting this week and next week. And you guys sent out a press release issuing some safety tips for Michigan drivers as students return to school. And I know one thing that, unfortunately, a lot of school zone activity and, accidents and things that are happening are due to speed. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're urging all drivers to get ready, whether you have children or not, to prepare for the kids returning to school, because you're going to see heavier traffic than normal, especially the first couple of weeks. And you want to definitely budget an extra half hour in your morning commute. And this is important because we find that drivers who are running late are more likely to speed and take unnecessary risks behind the wheel.
Adrian, I guess one thing, too, that we've got to very much discourage people to do is passing a school when the sign is out. Do not do that. That means stop and wait until that sign goes away.
Absolutely. Do not pass school buses if the stop sign is up. If it's a multi-two-lane street, all drivers on both directions must stop for that school bus displaying a stop signal, and they must remain stopped until the road is clear of children and the school bus stop arm is withdrawn.
Another thing so important, and another thing just to remind people, too, and especially around school zones, put that cell phone down.
Absolutely. And for parents, it's also important that you talk to your kids that are pedestrians. Distracted pedestrians can be just as consequential as a distracted driver. So it's really important, parents, you know, make sure that your kids don't have the earbuds in and they're not looking down at their devices, especially when they're walking near the roadway or waiting at the bus stop.
Of course, it just don't assume, and tell your kids this, don't assume that the drivers can see you. Make every precaution that you need to cross the road or whatever you need to do at that time.
Absolutely.
All right. AAA's Adrian Woodland. It is our gas price travel trends. As Adrian mentioned, they'll have Labor Day travel numbers this week, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, next Monday. So, Adrian, appreciate you check in this morning. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Talk to you later.
WHTC Morning News, Adrian Woodland with AAA Auto Club Group.